Kid's still fucking. Yeah, go figure. Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Students who take part in sexual abstinence programs are just as likely to have sex as those who don't, according to a study ordered but ignored by Congress. In addition, they start having sex at the same age and have the same number of sexual partners as students who skip the class to go make out behind the bleachers. I'm confident that we will eventually be able to spin the statistics to show that the programs work, said White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. The president believes in the system. We're sticking with it. It would be foolish to change the program midstream. The federal government now spends about $176 million annually on abstinence until marriage education. Critics have repeatedly said that they don't believe the programs are working, and the study will give them reinforcement. You have seen this administration, right? Continued Mr. Snow. If there's one thing we're open to, it's criticism. We are proud and delighted to hear dissenting views as we escort you to the door. Heck, we're even polite enough to make sure that it doesn't hit you on the ass on the way out. We're people, people. Bush administration officials cautioned against drawing sweeping conclusions from the study. They said the four programs viewed, among several hundred across the nation, were some of the very first established after Congress overhauled the nation's welfare laws in 1996. Faith-based testing reveals that the programs have not yet been tested empirically or working fine. Abstinence-centric programs are like magic. The less we know about them, the better they work, countered Mr. Snow. Officials say that one lesson they learned from the study's absent message must be consistently reinforced in subsequent years to truly affect the behaviors of teens. We have to shelter students throughout their formative years, up to the point that they get married and settle down to have an unplanned pregnancy. School sex ed class has to be the proverbial condom, protecting their porous minds from the horrible disease of knowledge. School is not a place for learning. Quote Harry Wilson, the Commissioner for the Family and Youth Services Bureau at the Administration for Children and Families. The less that they know about fucking, the better.
I'm thankful that our president has the fortitude to stand up to the heathen number four in the cage who want to force me to know how my body works,
says Wendy Pillman, a graduate of one of the abstinence-only sex ed programs.
I'm saving myself from marriage. That way my husband and myself, within the protection of marriage, can discover the shame of fucking for ourselves. When the time comes, God willing, he'll rub my belly on mine, and 9 months later the stork will bring us a lovely baby. That's how it's supposed to be.
Comprehensive sex ed education just leads to people knowing what they're doing, and what the potential reality-based consequences of fornication are, continued Mr. Snow, taking back the microphone after Wendy's water broke. Abstinence-based sex education simply takes the sex out of sex education as God intended. This way, when the time comes, it's clumsy, uncomfortable, and shameful, just as he planned. Plus all the money they save on condoms and the birth control pill, plenty left over to raise the unexpected bundle of joy. Congress is mulling over whether or not to support the president's planned funding surge. The one-time funding influx is expected to win the war on sex by focusing on appealing to boys' lack of maturity and making girls feel really bad about their bodies. Details are cloudy, but it's rumored that the programs will shift from the current gender-specific catchphrases of got cooties for boys and just say no to cock for girls to sex is to gay and you're fat and stupid and ugly and nobody likes you, respectively. We're sticking to our guns, quips the president, so that our children don't stick to each other. Reporting for UnNews, I'm Michael Stanton. Good tomorrow.